I thought about it in dreams, I think, just dreaming about it, like big classical places to play and grand piano on the stage and Carnegie Hall and that kind of thing. And I actually would like to be able to tour, you know, not only in like an R&B type of way, but also maybe come and do kind of like an entire classical tour, which would be kind of fun.
On September the 11th, 2001, Alicia Keys was scheduled for a photo shoot in Lower Manhattan. Instead, she found herself watching in disbelief and horror the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Towers from her new apartment across the river in Queens. 2 days later, the photo shoot took place, and Keys expressed her grief and feelings of insignificance in the wake of so much tragedy. At the same time, she refused to subscribe to the gung-ho patriotism and desire for vengeance sweeping across America at the time. Some people live with war every day, and we are just these small-ass little children who have always been protected for one reason or another, she said, adding, I look at the flag, and I'm not able to completely go there. I see lies in that flag. By the end of the year, she was unrepentant in her comments, and when asked to record a video message for American troops in Afghanistan, she simply told them to keep your heads up and search for the truth. How many people have we attacked over the years, she asked. How many times has it happened and we didn't know about it? That's where the ambivalence comes in. The story is indicative of what makes Alicia Keys stand out from other mainstream soul divas and singer-songwriters, her burgeoning political consciousness. She's aware of her status as an African-American and her people's relationship with their country, which only recently granted them equal rights with whites after decades of slavery. Keys' roots still lie with radical artists like Bob Marley and Stevie Wonder, Curtis Mayfield and Miles Davis, and with the street politics of rap and the Black Panthers, of whose history and writing she's an avid student. She grew up struggling against poverty and social injustice, and it's not a struggle she's going to give up now that she's rich and successful. Nevertheless, she participated in the Jermaine Dupri-produced remake of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, an all-star charity single released to raise funds for September the 11th disaster relief. In December 2001, she put her fame to positive use in helping to launch Artists Against AIDS in Africa, her first major charity venture, alongside Angie Stone and No Doubt's Gwen Stefani. Keys was relieved to be doing something important and worthwhile, as opposed to the superficiality of much of the music business. She plans to become more outspoken, more political as her career develops, and to use her power and influence to help people unite and get their point across.